Let's talk about the industry resources you really need to run your campground and be successful this off-season. I'm Alex Burkett, and this is the Outdoor Alliances Podcast. Hey everyone, excited to be back here with you on a Monday. Coming from you here live, I guess I can say live, from the Carolinas show. This is our first year attending as an exhibitor, and if you're here, definitely stop by and say hello. But we're just now getting into the show season, and this is a really exciting milestone for me because these shows always signal a sign that camping season is really right around the corner, and we're coming out of the dark and gloomy winter season, and we're getting into some warmer weather, some shows. There's a good energy and a great feeling in the industry as a whole. And that really pairs along great with what I want to talk about today, which is some resources for you if you're maybe a first-time camper or just somebody who, just to get a reminder of where are the industry sources of knowledge that we go to look for information and really just help us be able to answer questions for clients and people who reach out and some resources that you might find valuable on your journey and on your way to running a successful park. So I will say this conversation was actually sparked by a good new friend, Matthew, and he runs a new business called Rolling Rentals. They're based out of New Jersey. It's a new company. If you haven't looked them up, I'll include a link to their website below. But they're sort of doing some cool things in the industry as a whole and really trying to grow after their first full year of business. So they have a couple of campers now that the business owns, and they are continuing to rent them to people in their local area who want to come and possibly, go to a park and stay in one of these rental units. They're looking to add two more campers this year. And we had a great conversation around just some industry resources and places of information that might help you or, whatever position you're in, just learn more about the industry and find how valuable these resources can be to help you create a sense of community. So I wanted to cover some of the resources that I was able to share with Matthew in hopes that this might help you along with your journey. So I'm going to go through four different types of resources, different types of ways you might consume information so that this may help you. My first and foremost, I always recommend people to get involved with your national or state association. And again, I'm here this week at the Carolinas show down in Myrtle Beach, getting a chance to network and talk with park owners from North and South Carolina and Georgia. And this is a great opportunity to do that in-person networking and get to meet with all different types of exhibitors and suppliers, have different educational sessions and member resources available. And it really is a chance to come together with other park owners and get those questions answered. I remember back from my days working at the campground level before launching Outdoor Alliances, and we would attend these conferences, and the most valuable thing from those events was getting that chance to sit with other park owners and say, hey, this is an idea I have. Or, hey, is this a situation you've run into? What do you think? And getting their opinion, getting their feedback, and getting that real sort of qualitative data in the conversations in the community around that. So I would say if you haven't checked out the National Association of RV Parks and Campgrounds or found out if your state has an association, contact that person and start to get involved with what they're doing. Figure out the different events, the different member resources, and get plugged into what you're doing. It's a great way to just immediately join a community of people who are like-minded and interested in helping you solve your problems. You'll be surprised if you, if you haven't been in the industry long, it's really a big community, and there's a lot of ways that people can provide information, and people are more than happy to share what's working for them and how they can help you solve your problem as well. The second resource that I always say is a great Facebook group that was started by Mark Kep of campgroundviews.com. And he has, it's not a business solicitation thing at all. There's no obligation as far as, oh, you have to be a member, quote unquote, to join, but it really is a park owner's Facebook group for professionals and campground owners. And the group has, I mean, thousands of park owners. It's free. If you go to facebook.com/groups/park owners, you'll be able to get connected and just, you know, join that group. You'll have to, you know, put in your park name and get plugged in with what's going on there. People ask questions around tax, legal, marketing, operations, and it really is just a place for park owners to provide answers for their fellow peers who are working in other states and can provide those resources. So if you have specific questions, especially, this is a just great way to really immediately get connected to park owners. If you don't have a chance to visit an in-person conference or association meeting, this can be your online community and focus group with other park owners. So I would say that's a free resource and a great thing that if you're on Facebook, go ahead and join that group. You'll see people start to ask questions and it might get you thinking about some things that you know, might not have considered. The third resource that I would recommend is get subscribed and plugged into what's going on over at Woodall's Campground Magazine. They're a really great industry resource as far as sharing industry news and relevant stories. They publish articles on what's happening with companies in the industry, park updates specifically with renovations or news or, you know, whatever's happening of the day and that park owners need to be aware of. They will provide updates and information on. It's free to sign up. You can go to their website and sign up for their daily newsletter. And they also have a print subscription as well. Both are free as long as you just go and subscribe. You just need to give them your email, your address, and you can start receiving that information as well. So that's a great way to, again, just in a really condensed way, figure out what's happening in the industry and just start to get plugged in. So if you're looking for a consistent way to gather that information and stay up to date with industry news, they're the industry leader and somebody that, you know, people trust. And trust me, if you know, talk to people about some of these resources that I mentioned, people will validate this. So I promise it's not just me saying, oh, you should, you know, join this, you should join that. These are real, true, and tested resources that the industry relies on. And so if you're not taking advantage of them, this is a great way to get plugged in with what's going on. And then the fourth sort of resource or way that I see park owners consuming information now is shows like this, podcasts and industry-specific shows. There's a really great new one called Campground Compass from my friends over at Campground Accounting. There's a sort of a really interesting show. It's not necessarily accounting-focused or business-related. In fact, we just did an episode with Donna. If you haven't checked that out, go listen to that. She talks a little bit about their new show and some of the things that they're starting to cover. But just stay connected with audio resources like our show. I know I'm a little bit biased, but I really think it's worth, you know, a listen if you enjoy this type of audio education. You know, you can put in your headphones or as you're doing stuff on your computer or out in the park, listen to this and just constantly be learning and absorbing new information. And so getting a chance to, you know, stay up to date with what's happening in the industry with different interviews and getting to hear these things is important. And so no matter how you consume information, I wanted to provide a resource for you to be able to take advantage of and really just start to get plugged in with what's happening. So as I mentioned, these are sort of the four resources that I shared with Matt this past week as he's sort of getting into the industry. Again, if you haven't checked out his site, Rolling Rentals, I'll have it linked below. Go give him some love and just encourage him on this journey as he gets started. They got a really cool company. Full transparency, do not, you know, he is not a client. Do not work with him in that way. So there's no incentive on my end for saying this. He's just a really cool guy starting to build something, you know, really big and really cool. And I think it's definitely worth a listen to check out. So I hope you found this episode valuable. We're going to have a great week here in the Carolinas. And, you know, if you're going to be attending an industry show coming up, I would love to connect with you there. We're going to be hitting the ground rolling and visiting a lot of states over the next several months. So this is today's Monday episode. We'll be back here on Friday for another guest interview. And until then, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to the Outdoor Alliances podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. and I'll see you back here for another great episode. I'll talk to you soon.